Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Samech Gimel. We are up to Sif Dalet, the third line on page Lamed Vav, which is the page following page 70. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalet, Lo Yatim Lemaher Lahadliko Ba'ur Hayom Godol. A person should not rush to light the candles too early in the day. Sha'oz Eino Nikar Shemadliko L'Kavet Shabbos. Because then it's not recognizable that he's lighting the candles of Kavod Shabbos, as we're going to see shortly in the Mishabura and the Be'alacha. This is discussing a person who's lighting candles, but he's not being Mekabel Shabbos with his Adlaka. So if you're lighting candles without a Kabbalah Shabbos, so you shouldn't do it too early, because then it's not recognizable that you're lighting Kavod Shabbos. V'gam lo ya'acher. You also should not delay your lighting of candles too much. V'imrotze lahadlik ner ba'od hayom gadol. If you want a light while it's still early on in the day, ulakabel olav Shabbos miyad rashai. If you want to be makabel Shabbos with that hadlaka, so then it would be permissible. The time that we're saying you shouldn't do it is if you're not being makabel Shabbos, you're just lighting the candles early, so it's separated from your kabbalah Shabbos. That's when it's not nikkur and you shouldn't do it. But if you're going to be makabel Shabbos, that's permissible. Ki kevan shemakabel olav Shabbos miyad ein zu hakdama. Because since you're starting Shabbos right then and there with your hadlaka, that's not called a hakdama. That's fine. As long as that lighting and that Kabbalah Shabbos is from Plag Mincha and onward. What is Plag Mincha? That is an hour and a quarter before night. Again, the Mechaber by saying night seems to be saying before Tzeis HaGochavim, so it's an hour and a quarter before Tzeis HaGochavim. The Ramah says, V'ayin lekamon simen reish samach zayin. If the candles were already lit, we'll see in the Mishabura it was lit not for Shabbos, for some other purpose, while it was earlier on in the day. You should extinguish it. And then you should go ahead and relight it for the Tzarech of Shabbos. Now, what I'd like to do before we even look at the Mishabura, I'd like to first go to a Bir Halacha that explains exactly what's going on over here, and that is on page Lamed Vav, Divrei Maskil, Ba'od Hayom Gadol, the fourth line of the Bir Halacha. Says the Bir Halacha, Hu Braisa Shabbos Chav Gimel Amad Beis. This Mechaber is from a Braisa in Shabbos Al Chav Gimel Amad Beis. The Tanina Sham, we learned over there, Hu Bilvad Shelo Yaktim V'Shelo Ya'achir. A person should not light too early, and he should not light too late. V'Hakdoma Nikra Hecha Shemaktim Harbe Kodens Manatosefes. Hakdoma, when it was saying it's too early to light, you shouldn't do it that early, that's when you're being Maktim a lot of time before the Zman of Tosefes Shabbos beginning. The Ichur Nikra, and delaying it is called Heicha Shemadlik B'Tzimtzum Im Zman HaTosefes. That's when you're lighting very exactly at the last second with the last moment of Tosefes Shabbos. Mishum Deshema Benkach U'Benkach Yachir Azman. If you get so close and you're only leaving a minute of Tosefes Shabbos, you might get a little bit delayed and you'll be lighting at a time when you're not allowed to light. Uzmana Tosefes Utali Ba'ashli Ravrivi. This halacha of Tosefes Shabbos, we said, is talui on some big guns, a big machlokas in the poskim. The Ledasa Shulchan Aruch Le'el B'Simen Reis Samech Aleph, the Shita of the Mechaber that we saw a few weeks ago in Simen Reis Samech Aleph, Hu Ma'at Kodem Sof HaShkia. That's a little bit before the end of Shkia. Ukeshemadlik Zman Harve Kodem Lazehu B'chlal Lo Yaktim. And if you light a long time before that, then you're included in the person that shouldn't be Maktim. Just to summarize what we learned in the Mechaber, we said in the Mechaber from the first Shkia until Tzeis HaGochavim, there was 72 minutes, but the last 13 and a half minutes before Tzeis HaGochavim, that was the second Shkia, and the Zman between the first Shkia and the second Shkia was the Zman that you could add on to Tosefes Shabbos. So you have 58 and a half minutes that you could add on to Shabbos. So if you're going to light too early on in those 58 and a half minutes, and you're not going to be Mekabel Shabbos together with your Adlaka, so then that is not a good idea. That's what the Mechaber here is discussing. The Bir Halacha then says in the brackets, V'afilu imhu b'soch shir dalet milim ha'mevorim d'le'el. Even if you are within those 72 minutes before it says a Kochav that we discussed above, V'afta mevor le'el b'mechaber, and even though it was explained earlier in the Mechaber, T'yochol lahosef aras cholas dalet milim, you're allowed to add on from the time of Dalad Mil in the 72 minutes. Hainu b'shekibel olav Shabbos me oso hazman. That's only when you're being mekabel Shabbos at that time. V'osa oso l'tosefes, and you made it into l'tosefes Shabbos. V'zeu ma shekosav mechaber shom, and that's what the mechaber meant way back when in Reish Samech Aleph. Rotza la'soso kulo tosefes ose. If you want to make it all tosefes Shabbos, you can. Hainu l'chol inyone Shabbos. That's if you're accepting it l'gabi all inyonim of Shabbos. V'lo l'inyon hadlok Bilvad. Ubikan halo airi bali kabbalah. Again, like we discussed in the Mechaber, we're discussing here that you're lighting early, but you're not being mekabel Shabbos. That's when you shouldn't light too early, away from the ikar zman of Shabbos. That's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Uladasa gaonim demitchilas hashkia huzman ben hashmashos. The other big sheet was a sheet of the gaonim and the gura. That from the beginning of Shkia, from sunset, that's already Ben Hashmashos. So Imkein Zmana Tosefes, who Zman Muad Kodom Hazeh, the Zmana Tosefes is a little bit before that, that's when you add on to Shabbos. The Kavonas HaBraisa Delo Yachtim, the intention of the Braisa that says don't do it too early, who Zman Harbe Kodom Lazman Hazeh, is not to be accepting lighting candles way before that. The Chol Zeh B'Shelo Kibel Olav Shabbos Badlaka, again the Baralacha emphasizes, this is all talking about a case where you were not in the Kavonas, you didn't start doing malacha after you lit. But if you were mekabel Shabbos without locha, you can go as early as plag mincha. Just to summarize what the Bir Locha told us, the Mechaber says that you shouldn't light too early. What does it mean, don't light too early? You're supposed to light early. So the main point over here is that we're discussing when you're lighting before your Kabbalah Shabbos. If you're lighting early and you're accepting Shabbos at that time, you can go as early as Plag HaMincha, and that's 100% fine. But if you're going to accept Shabbos only later, and you're lighting way earlier, so that's something that the Mechaber is telling us that you should not do, because it's not nicker that you're lighting for Shabbos, because you're not accepting Shabbos. What's considered a long time? So it depends on the two shittas that we saw, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra, according to Rabbeinu Tam, 13 and a half minutes before it says a chavim was Ben Hashmashos, and before that is Zman HaTosefes Shabbos, so don't go way back, 58 minutes earlier to light and not be Mekabel Shabbos for another half hour later. That's not a good idea. According to the Gra and the Gainim, so then by Shkia is Ben Hashmashos, the regular Shkia, sunset, and you should light a little before that if you're not going to be Mekabel Shabbos, and then you can have a little bit of a break, but don't light too early and then not be Mekabel Shabbos till later. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah. We're starting with Sivkata and Tezvav. We said, don't be makdim to light too quick, b'orayom gadol. Hainu kishu zman harbe kodem tosefes Shabbos. We're talking about where it's way before the zman of the end of Tosefes Shabbos. Uzman Tosefes Shabbos la Shulchan Aruch umat kodem sof hashkia, like we just saw in the Bi'alacha, the time of Tosefes Shabbos l'fi the mechaber is a little bit before the end of Shkia, the second Shkia. Va'ayim the Bi'alacha, which we just did. Va'ayim the Simen Reish Samach Aleph and Mishaburah Sef Kodem Chav Gimel. The Maskin on Shom, we came out in the Maskin over there. The Misha Poresh Atzmo Mimalacha Chatzi Shoah, one who stops doing Malacha a half hour, or Alko Ponim Shlisha, or at the very least 20 minutes, Kodem Ashkia, before Shkia, Ashrei Lo, that person is praiseworthy. To Yotze Bazei, they call a Rishonim, Yotze, all the Rishonim, if he stopped doing Malacha 30 or at least 20 minutes before Shkia. Sivkotan Tazayim, we said also in the Mechaber, Lo Yachir, you shouldn't delay it, don't get too close. Lefi the Goinim to Shkia, Hainu Heichashu Madlik Bitzimtzum Besvos Zman Hamutter. It's talking about a person who is getting very exacting and at lighting at the very end of the Mutter time. That time, the reason you shouldn't do this is Mishum Deshema Benkach Ubenkach Ya'acher Azman, because you might get delayed and it gets a minute or two later already not out of light. The Ayin Lael Besimen Reish Samach Beis Sivkotan Yeralf Mishabura Sivkotan Yud Zayin. So the Mechaber said, but if you want to light earlier and in Makabel Shabbos, that's okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu sheyifrosh atzmo mikol molachos asuros. It means you want to light earlier and stop doing all molacha that's asur on Shabbos. Va'afilu me'osam dvarim sheim asurim midrabanan. Even the ones that are only asur midrabanan, you're going to stop them. So then we said it will be okay. Sivkotan yud ches goes on that which the Mechaber then said, because if you're Mekabel Shabbos with the lighting, that's not called Akdama, as long as it is from Plag Mincha and onward. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Aval Kodem Plag HaMincha. But before Plag HaMincha, Ein kabbalaso kabbala af b'di'evid. Your kabbalah Shabbos is nothing. It doesn't count even b'di'evid. V'ayin b'simin reis amach ala sevkotan chafei b'mishabura. Sevkotan yutes, we explain that plaga mincha is an hour and a quarter before nighttime. Hainu tseis shlosha kochavim. According to the Mechaber, plaga mincha is an hour and a quarter before tseis kochavim. V'das ha-levush v'hagro, the opinion of the Levush and the Gro is the Plaga Mincha who show Revia Kodem Ashkia. They argue and they say Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter before Shkia, not an hour and a quarter before Tzeis. Ulukuliyama, but according to everyone, show Revia Zo, this hour and a quarter, he shows Manis. This goes by the shows Manios, Tahainu. Shemischale Kol Yom Lishneim Asar Chalokim Lefisha Osav. You take the beginning of the day, to the end of the day, the amount of hours, and you divide it by 12, that gets you the Shos Manios. So everyone agrees it's an hour and a quarter of Shos Manios. The Machlokas is, if you work backwards from Tzeisek HaChavim, or if you work backwards from Shkia. Bein Shu Aruch O Kotzer, whether the day is long, like in the summer, or the day is short, like in the winter. La Shulchan Aruch Mischalek Ma'alos HaShachar Atzeisek HaChavim. In terms of the Mechaber, the way you count the hours of the day is from Alos, from dawn until Tzeisek HaChavim, the stars come out. You divide it by 12. For Plag, you're going to take an hour and a quarter before Tzeisek HaChavim. Ula HaLuvush V'Hagro Mizrichas HaShemesh Ad Shkia. According to the other Shita, you take the day from sunrise to sunset, divided by 12, Plaga Mincha will be an hour and a quarter before sunset. The Ramah then told us, Im Hoya HaNer Dolkim Bodyom, if the candle was lit already earlier in the day, so then you should blow it out and then relight it L'Tzarech Shabbos. It says in the Mishabura, Afilu Im Hoya Achar Plaga Mincha, even if it was lit early in the day, but after Plag, so it wasn't a Zman that you could do Adlaka. However, but we're discussing where the candles were lit not for Shabbos. They were lit for some other reason. They were lit in the right time after Plag, but not for the right reason. Therefore, you should blow them out and relight them. But if you lit for Shabbos after Plag, even though you were not mekabel Shabbos with your hadlaka, so you lit after Plag for Shabbos, but you made a tnai not to mekabel Shabbos till later. Mikom makom ain't tzarich lechabos. So in that case, you will not need to extinguish the candles. After lechatchila lo hayo lo lahadle kolkach mikodem. Even though lechatchila you should not have lit so much earlier than your kabbalah Shabbos. She'eno nikar shemadlikin letzarich Shabbos, because then it's not recognizable that you are lighting your candles at tzarich Shabbos. Mikom makom b'di'evid shapir dami, but b'di'evid it is still good. V'ayin the v'ralocha. We're going to stop there. I want to just summarize what we learned tonight. And that is that the best way is a person lights candles early, sometime after Plag, and he's mekabel Shabbos at the same time. That's not what we're discussing. That's 100% fine. We're discussing over here, if you're going to light the candles early and not be mekabel Shabbos till later, that is not a good idea. B'dievet, it does work. The candles that were lit for Shabbos after Plag, but you weren't mekabel Shabbos till a half hour later, you are yotzei b'dievet. You should not blow it out and light again. You're yotzei, you made a bracha, leave it. Otherwise, you're going to make it a bracha levatela if you blow it out and light again. That's what the Be'er Halacha explains. So you are yotzei, but that's not the best thing to do, because then it's not nikkur that you're lighting the candles for Shabbos, because you're lighting and then you do malacha afterwards for a large period of time. That is the end of Sif Dalet. We'll go weiter mit Hashem next time with Sif Hei.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.